Now, elsewhere in his speech, the leader also criticized Saudi Arabia's royal family for the invasion of Yemen, calling it a mistake that could set a dangerous precedent in the region. Take a listen.
کاری که امروز دولت سعودی در یمن دارد انجام می‌دهد عیناً همون کاری است که صهیونیست‌ها در غزه انجام دادند. دو جنبه دارد. یکی این که جنایت است، نسل کشی است، قابل تعقیب بین المللی است. این یک بعد قضیه است. بچه‌ها رو می‌کشند، خانه‌ها رو خراب می‌کنند، زیربناها رو نابود می‌کنند، ثروت‌های ملی را در یک کشور از بین می‌برند. خب این یه جنایت بزرگه، این یه طرف قضیه است. طرف دیگر قضیه این است که سعودی ها در این مسئله خسارت خواهند کرد، ضرر خواهند کرد، اونا به هیچ وجه پیروز نخواهند شد.
Ayatollah Khamenei also dismissed the Saudi accusations about Iran's meddling in Yemeni affairs. The leader said the Saudis have caused insecurity in Yemen by direct intervention and dropping bombs on the country. According to the leader, Saudi's justification for attacking Yemen are not accepted by anyone. The leader further warned Riyadh to stop the aggression. Joining us now is international lawyer and human rights attorney Edward Corrigan via Skype from Ontario. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Corrigan. Now, there are many others other than just the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution who are saying that the Saudi invasion of Yemen is amounting to genocide, where we're seeing it's women, children and civilians who are basically bearing the brunt. What do you make of it?
Well, there certainly are war crimes that are being committed. I think the term genocide may be slightly over the top, but clearly there is hundreds of people being killed. There's over 100,000 Yemenis that have been displaced. And you have this basically an illegal Saudi intervention into a civil war in Yemen that is much more complex. The Saudis have always had a great deal of influence and always want to manipulate Yemen and also want to keep Yemen under its control. And it's, of course, the poorest country in the Middle East. So this is not for the advantage of the people of Yemen. It also, there's, the Saudi family is, I think, quite weak. They're down to their last two sons of Ibn Saud. And once that happens, there's going to be a lot of instability, a lot of competition, and a very real chance that there's going to be a civil war in Saudi Arabia between the competing factions, just within the Saud family, let alone everybody else. So they are weak. And also they're relying upon Pakistani troops prop themselves up in power, and they want to get Pakistani troops to invade Yemen on their behalf, so they basically want to hire mercenaries. You have a lot of, I think the situation is a lot more complex. This is not just a Hutu or a Yazidi or a Shia issue, because there are allies with the former president of Yemen, Saleh, who are allied with the Hutus. You have a lot of progressive elements there. And it's clearly is a much more complex situation than what is being presented in the media. And another interesting factor is, of course, that Egypt is attacking Yemen. And the dictator of Egypt right now is basically declaring war on the Muslim Brotherhood. So you might see this a Sunni, you know, Hutu sort of Shia alliance in Yemen, because you have the dictators and the feudal families fighting against essentially the people and the aspirations of the people of Yemen.
Right, and very quickly, if you can, Mr. Corrigan, no matter how complex the situation is, right now it is a foreign country basically bombarding Yemen into smithereens without a UN mandate. So this is illegal no matter what their aspirations might be and no matter how complicated the situation is.
That is correct. There's no mandate even from the Arab League. Saudi Arabia attacked before they had any mandate from the Arab League. There's no authorization or resolution from the Security Council that would justify the use of armed force. So this is a unilateral, independent military intervention into a war on behalf of basically their client in Yemen. But you can't really attack and destroy any sort of popular movement or even army just with an air war. They would have to put troops in on the ground. And quite frankly, I don't think the Saudis don't really have troops or troops that are going to commit themselves to, you know, and put their lives on the line for the Saudi royal family, given the problems in Saudi Arabia. Plus, there's a Shia minority there. They're largely persecuted. You have problems in Saudi Arabia itself. And I think this is, you know, there's a very, very confused agenda where you have, you know, the Americans are supporting the Shia in Iraq and helping actually Iran fight the Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State. But then in Yemen, you have the Saudis and the Islamic State allies and Al-Qaeda fighting the Hutu population. So it's a very mixed up, crazy situation where you've got, you know, very confusing alliances on the ground that actually are quite contradictory and don't make any sense. Yet that's the reality. But this, again, there's, you know, hundreds of people being killed, hundreds of thousands that are being displaced. And it is a horrific situation and clearly is illegal. And is there, constituting a war crime if you're bombing essentially, defenseless civilian populations. But the, you know, the Hutus and their allies are very anti-imperialist. They're sort of anti-Saudi because the Saudis have only pursued their own interests, not the interests of people of Yemen. And when the Americans withdrew, they left $500 million worth of arms there, which are now in the hands of the rebels who do have control of the capital city, Sana'a, and are right. Closing it on Aden. So it's a very complicated mess, quite frankly.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's international lawyer and human rights attorney Edward Corrigan joining us via Skype from Ontario. Mr. Corrigan, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.